USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We just attended a very important task force meeting on the virus.
President Trump in the White House briefing room with the entire coronavirus task force led by the vice president with him at the podium.
Everybody is talking about all over the world, no matter where you go. That's what's on people's minds. And we are going to take care of and have been taking care of the American public and the American economy. We are going to be asking tomorrow, we're seeing the Senate, we're going to be meeting with House Republicans, Mitch McConnell, everybody.
The White House briefing as the Grand Princess cruise ship finally docks in Oakland, California, the passengers who are sick with coronavirus being taken off first, and a massive meltdown on Wall Street with the Dow losing 2,014 points. That's more than 7.5%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Four members of Congress who attended CPAC to self-quarantine, Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz, Georgia Congressman Republican Doug Collins, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, and Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar, all had contact with a man from New Jersey who has the coronavirus and is being treated. The Conservative Political Action Conference held at National Harbor, Maryland at the end of February. Vice President Mike Pence, who's heading up the coronavirus task force, providing critical information to reporters and the country.
As I stand before you today, the risk of contracting the coronavirus to the American public remains low, and the risk of serious disease among the American public also remains low. That being said, the president did deploy not just a whole of government approach, but also a whole of America approach. And last week, at the president's direction, we met with leaders in industries from nursing homes to airlines, and it's had great, great impact.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
More now on one of our top stories here on USA Radio News, the stock market meltdown. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes from Washington, D.C.
Trading was halted immediately after the opening as the S&P 500 fell 7% within just a couple of minutes, and it triggered an automatic 15-minute break in trading. Chief market strategist at National Securities, Art Hogan, explains that process.
The concept behind that is let's put the brakes on, let people think about what they're actually doing, and are they reacting appropriately to the magnitude of negative news that we have.
Besides coronavirus concerns, an oil production war between Russia and Saudi Arabia also sent oil prices plunging, which only made things worse on Wall Street. I'm Chris Barnes.
And one of our other top stories here on USA Radio News, the Grand Princess cruise ship now docked in Oakland, California, with passengers getting off in waves.
The cruise ship carrying almost two dozen people with a confirmed case of the coronavirus docks in Oakland. The Grand Princess was stuck off the coast of California for several days. Passenger Gina Paletta says she's glad to be docked in Oakland.
We were thrilled when we sailed underneath the Golden Gate Bridge and then the Bay Bridge, and then as we've been pulling into Oakland, everyone was out on their balconies cheering.
Paletta speaking there on Fox News, California Governor Gavin Newsom says the process to remove passengers is expected to take 2 to 3 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.